Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. China is constantly in the news these days, everywhere from balance of trade and debt with the United States to international involvement with India, Japan, and the two Koreas, to intervention in the oil markets in the Middle East and commodities markets in Africa and South America. There is even an aggressive expansion of the Chinese Navy, unusual since the destruction in the 15th century of the great treasure fleet of Admiral Zheng He, whose voyages for a brief moment extended Chinese maritime empire to India, Africa, and perhaps as far as Australia. New ships and submarines under construction are viewed today by many as a disturbing new strategic element in the balance of power in the Far East. Chinese scientific accomplishments are also expanding exponentially beyond the rote duplication of Western technologies to the invention and construction of new tools, processes, and systems that are equal to or surpass progress in the West. One such machine is a recently announced and successfully tested deep-diving submersible capable of reaching over 98% of the ocean floor, much of which, of course, has never been seen or sampled. Publicly unveiled after 8 years of secretive development, the Xiaolong, named after a mythical sea dragon, completed a dive to 3,759 meters, roughly one half of its design depth of 7,000 meters, or 4.3 miles, the deepest diving capacity of any oceanographic research vehicle in the world. In the United States, ALVIN, commissioned in 1964 and operated by the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, has a limit of 4,500 meters, while Japan's Shinkai can descend to 6,500 meters. ALVIN has taken over 12,000 people on over 4,000 dives to the ocean floor and is estimated to have contributed to over 2,000 scientific papers and made an enormous contribution to our understanding of the sea and marine life. China Daily, an English-language newspaper which consistently represents official government positions to the outside world, quoted Liu Feng, director of the Chinese dive project, quote, "It is a great achievement, which, fair enough, it is. The Xiaolong is 8.2 meters long and weighs 22 tons. 40% of its parts were provided by over 200 foreign suppliers. With a three-man crew, it descended 17 times between May and July 2010, going below 3,000 meters four times, controlled from a surface vessel, and operated at a peak duration of 9 hours 3 minutes, while transmitting video and still photographs of the seabed. At one point, its mechanical arm was used to place the Chinese flag and a sign depicting the legendary dragon's palace on the ocean floor, a gesture similar to the Russians who planted their flag in 2007 below the North Pole in the Arctic Ocean, creating controversy with Canada, the United States, and other nations disputing the gesture as a Russian territorial claim. The implication of the Chinese achievement, of course, transcends simple research capacity. The New York Times describes the global seabed as, quote, littered with what experts say is trillions of dollars worth of mineral nodules as well as many objects of intelligence value, undersea cables carrying diplomatic communications, lost nuclear arms, sunken submarines, and hundreds of warheads left over from missile tests, unquote. In addition, access to deep ocean vents, oil and gas resources, and species and habitats never before seen suggest innumerable possibilities that can ultimately affect commercial development of products that might provide health, energy, and other benefits to the Chinese people, the global economy, and presumably to the rest of us. National pride was obvious in the Chinese announcement, which, one hopes, will not compromise the achievement or reaction to it by others. The community of scientists is mostly an open one. Indeed, several of the Chinese oceanauts were trained aboard ALVIN. One hopes, then, that chauvinism and competition will not corrupt future research, and that the ocean will remain open to shared inquiry as a natural system nurturing us all. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.